Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, this week it's emerged that 28% of Donegal farmers are going to lose out on their basic payment scheme money following an inspections crackdown. Details of this have been published in the Irish Farmers Journal, and there's a breakdown of what is happening in each county. Well, to find out more, I've been speaking with Patrick Donoghue, the news editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, and later on we'll hear from the Fianna Fáil agricultural spokesman, Charlie McConnellogue. But first, I spoke to Patrick Donoghue.
Every year, any farmer who applies for the basic payment scheme, the new name now, as most people call it, for the single farm payment, they apply and they have to meet a certain level of criteria in order to get that payment. And there's generally, every year 5% of the farming population has to be inspected. But we have obtained figures through the Department of Agriculture this week in the Six Farmers Journal that shows that 28% of Donegal farmers have lost out in some level of their basic payment scheme money through the department, just kind of stepping up cross-compliance inspections. And, almost 60% of farmers inspected fell foul of one or more cross-compliance rules in 2016. So it's the department, I suppose, have to run a tight ship with regards to the money they get from Brussels, but it's farmers on the ground who feel that pinch when every T isn't crossed or I dotted.
And is Donegal particularly badly hit compared with other counties?
It's one of the higher ones, all right, and we go through it on a county-by-county basis. Cork is the highest, given the fact that we're playing the percentage of the game, if nothing else. It's got a higher number of herd numbers, but Donegal comes in the top five there after that. But, the type of things, as we write about in this week's journal, the type of things that farmers are being inspected and then subsequently penalised for are kind of standard stuff that, by and large, most farmers know at this stage, that the nitrates, they want to make sure that, and also, cross-compliance issues such as cattle tag numbers are correct, animal health registers are kept up to date. So, and also just making sure that land is kept in good agricultural condition. So they're the type of things that are cropping up time and time again. And unfortunately, the department has said have a pretty strict mandate from Brussels, and the people who essentially give them the money to divvy this out then to farmers are being kept in a tight leash to make sure to keep a nice clamp down on farmers, so to speak.
What about cattle and sheep tagging? Is that a difficult area in terms of the cross-compliance problem?
It is, and there are various different types of and bands of penalties. There's there's when somebody, when an inspector comes onto the farm and might see something minor amiss, there may be no penalty at all, but there are penalties kind of between 1 and 5%, 5 and 20%, and then over 20%, you lose the entire single farm payment, the basic payment for that year. The 1 and 5% is the cattle and sheep tags generally. It's that, every cattle farmer has to ensure that their animal is tagged within 28 days and register and all that, and then after that make sure that they have a double visual tag set on the animal at all times. Now, there was some leeway granted in the last couple of years through the negotiations with the Charter of Rights that said that if a farmer, because cattle tags come out of cows and calves and other type of cattle that come out of the years, unfortunately, reasonably regularly. And if a farmer has one ordered and an order placed for replacement, then there will be no penalty subject to that farmer. But if an animal is missing a tag and the farmer can't prove that they've ordered a tag, that's a 1% penalty per animal straight away. So it's a pretty basic one, but it's one that can creep up on farmers because you don't often see that the animal is missing one or both tags. Might only be when you're dosing them every 6 weeks, or that's for a livestock farmer. Dairy farmer, of course, will see them in the parlour every day, but even at that, unless that the tags are if they're missing, that they're ordered and then replaced, then a farmer is subject to a penalty of 1 or 5%. Moving up the chain, then right up to the people. And there was 62 or 6 farmers who were subject to 100% penalties. They received none of their single farm payment last year, and they were for pretty serious and kind of repeated breaches. So the department say that it might be claiming on land that they don't have, or double dual claims and stuff like that. So it does range from the fairly minor aspects of missing a cattle tag right up to claiming a land that you don't have.
And for those who are penalised the most, is there any additional consequences of it? Are there any fines, you know, if you've clearly breached regulations?
The department, you know, in theory can pursue farmers for fraudulent basis, and the figures came to us by the Department of Agriculture, but also by hard work from Donegal's own Charlie McConlogue, Fianna Fáil Agriculture spokesperson. And he, you know, on the front page of this week's journal is saying that penalties should be kept to a minimum, that yellow card systems should be put in place, that if an inspector comes onto the farm and sees that there is a minor issue, such as a cattle tag missing, that you don't receive a penalty, that it gives you a chance to correct it within 30 days and then come back. And he says that then on the very serious issues, that again, there shouldn't be 100% penalty unless fraud can be proven. But I suppose in many instances, when the department is out checking, it can be a case of guilty until proven innocent rather than innocent until proven guilty. So the department can, if you were claiming a single farm payment on land that you don't have or isn't in your ownership or that you don't have the control of or somebody else is also claiming on, which has happened in the past, the department can, in theory, go after for a fraudulent basis.
Do we have repeat offenders? Do we know that? Or do people learn the lesson 1 year and make sure they get their house in order for the next year?
Generally, they do. Unfortunately, it can be the harshest and cruelest way of dealing with it. But you know, there are very, very isolated cases. I know of a couple of farmers in the southern half of the country who have received 100% penalty for 2 or 3 years in a row in claiming in land that they didn't own and didn't have. So generally, if a farmer is hit with, you know, any percent penalty is disastrous when you take into account the how tight farms are and how the income of farms can be so low. But generally, the smaller fines, the 1 and 5% ones, farmers generally, you know, get the message after the first time. Repeat offenders can happen. You know, you can be unlucky enough that on the day of an inspection that an animal loses a tag or there's an issue like that. But, you know, generally on the nitrates and water issues or passport issues or poaching of land, as they just keeping land in good agricultural condition, farmers who do get penalised generally learn the lessons and don't get paid with it. And also, it's unlikely that they're going to get hit for an inspection the year after, but it's the threat and there's no greater threat when you're a farmer of an announced or an unannounced inspection from the department. Somebody calling onto your farm that day and having a look around, you know, everything from making sure that, you know, if there's downpipes on your farm, that the animal tags are in place, the passports are in place, that the land isn't too badly mashed up from cattle walking through it. So the threat of that hanging over them makes sure that farmers generally keep their house in order. But there are, look, at the end of the day, we say there's 2,500 farmers who are fined last year, 130,000 farmers nearly almost that receive a single farm payment. So the proportion of penalties are quite low, but what we have seen that over the past 6 or 7 years that the volume of penalties has gone up, that while the number is overall relatively low, that the number of farmers getting those penalties has creeped up.
And like so many other spheres of life, technology playing its part. The satellite imagery that's used, what state are we actually at now, and how accurate can it be, and how often is it updated?
It's updated on kind of at a regular basis, depending on where the satellite is. It's called the eye in the sky. And in the past, it was very much a boots on the ground approach from the from the inspectors that they would have to be there and see what you're paid. But back in 2013, 2014, there was a pretty comprehensive land eligibility review by Brussels over all countries to see, you know, was land being used appropriately. You know, was there too many rushes? That didn't allow cattle or sheep to graze on, things like that. And that was really the first time that it kind of entered the public psyche that the department has these satellites in the sky and it can monitor what's happening. And speaking recently, the EU Agriculture Commissioner and the former Housing Minister here and the former Environment Minister, Phil Hogan, the man in charge of Set Up Irish Water, he said that the eye in the sky is going to become more and more prevalent. The inspections are going to be carried out more and more by satellites in the sky. And, you know, He says sometimes you can reason with an inspector when it's on the ground, but there's very little reasoning you can do with a machine that's miles and miles in the sky. So that's going to come. That's become more and more to the fore. There's definitely going to be more of that type of inspection taking place. It's just part, of course, that the modernisation of farming, and so will follow the modernisation of the people inspecting and watching out to make sure the farmers are keeping the rules.
And one final point, fewer farms are actually getting a total all clear following the inspections, and that's been sort of a trend in recent years. Can we put that down to any particular reason?
Every case is different. Not to give a kind of a glib answer, it can be, and what we hear is that farms are busy. Either the full-time farmers are generally expanding and getting bigger, as we spoke about in last week's program, but also the farmers who are part-time, they have a very busy, you know, job in construction or teaching or nursing or that type of thing, and he or she, you know, can sometimes just let the paperwork, and that's such a huge aspect of farming now is paperwork. That can sometimes let that slip. So it is often those kind of what people don't like, the tedious jobs, like keeping the herd register in place and keeping the animal herd health plan and pesticide register, and keeping all those updated. They can sometimes be the most boring, but unfortunately, if the inspector lands, they're the ones that can sometimes leave you with 1 or 5% less in your annual paycheck.
And that was Patrick Donoghue, the news editor of the Irish Farmers Journal. Now, earlier on in the day, in case you've missed it, Highland Radio got the comments of the Fianna Fáil agriculture spokesman, Charlie McConnellogue, who has been commenting on the high percentage of Donegal farmers losing out on BPS money.
It's very concerning to see that as high as 28% of those who are inspected ended up getting a penalty. And really, I just don't think it's acceptable from that it's that high from the Department of Agriculture. And it points to me the need to ensure that there's a fairer and more proportionate inspection and penalty regime taken by the Department of Agriculture. I know there's a review ongoing at the moment of the appeal system and of the inspection system, and I think it's absolutely crucial that we see the department take a more understanding approach of the demands on farmers, and that they actually do allow farmers the opportunity to address issues that may be raised in inspections. Because really, when you consider the responsibility on farmers and indeed the great efforts they go to ensure they're compliant, it's very alarming to see that up to 28% of those who were inspected actually ended up with penalties of one description or another. And I think it's important now that we see the actual dynamic behind this increase addressed and a more proportionate approach taken by the Department of Agriculture from here on.
And that was the Fianna Fáil agricultural spokesman, Charlie McConnellogue. Finally, just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer-based, €3.80 a kilo. Heifers, €3.90 a kilo. Some making to €3.95 a kilo. R-grade bulls, €3.85 a kilo. U-grade, €4 a kilo. Cows, €3.20 to €3.60 a kilo. And strong demand. Under the sheep prices and factories paying €4.70 to €4.80 a kilo. Higher with bonuses, solid demand, ewes making €2.60 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, goodbye.